Hey, it's me. I know we haven't spoken in some time, but I was thinking of you. I mean, I thought of you earlier. I was listening to a song on the radio on my way to work. They were highlighting some old indie bands trying to promote music or something, and I wasn't paying much attention to it, but then they played a song that I recognized. I didn't know the name of the song or the band, but the tune was familiar, the lyrics. And then I remembered it's a song you used to like, a tune you used to hum when you were happy. And just like that, the memories came flooding back. And it made me wonder. It made me think about you. And so I tried to search you up online. That makes me sound like some kind of stalker. I'm not trying to stalk you, I'm just curious. I mean, I was curious. Look, I'll be honest. I miss you from time to time. And I try to imagine how you'd look now and how you would sound. And I know it's been years. God, has it already been that long? To be completely honest, this isn't the first time I've thought about you. It comes and goes like waves. I'll go months without you even crossing my mind, and then something will happen, and I don't know, I'll find a photo or smell something familiar or even hear a tune. And suddenly, there you are, occupying nearly every thought and flooding my mind with memories. That's when it all really starts. I search around for the box I have, the one I told myself to throw away. It's filled with pictures and other mementos of days long gone. I smile at photos of better times when your smile was all that I needed. And then I find my old phone at the bottom. It's filled with old texts between us, and in the files, there's something that's just even more valuable to me. Old voice messages and recordings you left me. And I play them back again and again, hearing your voice echoing through my ears. If I close my eyes, I can imagine you're here with me and remembering the days when you used to comfort me in my sleep. I play our memories over and over in my mind like it's some sort of song that I can loop. And each time I paint over the picture of us in my mind, covering up any flaws, convincing myself that those were the days. Those were the days when I was truly happy. The past was so colourful and perfect, but the present is murky and uncertain. I play the story of us in my head again and again and again, directing it as if it's a play that I want to be perfect. But it'll never be perfect. Because I know how the play ends. And the play always ends, no matter how much I wish otherwise. Then I'm left feeling hollow, like I've dug another small chunk from my heart. But I also know that I'll do it again in a few months or more. Because deep down, I know that I'd happily take this pain if it means I can live in the memories of you. So I keep doing this to myself, this unhealthy obsession. with the past, with you. I know, logically, that I should stop myself, that I should move on with my life. And I have. Oh, at least I hope I have. But then I hear a damn song on a radio, and I'm right back here, opening a box that I should have thrown away years ago, getting all melancholy around a pile of memories, and recharging a phone that should, by all rights, have died, just so I can get a phone number. So I get that this call might seem out of the blue, and I know deep down that this message won't ever really reach you. But it's the only number I have.